One of the traditions at the Miller household, Lucas, is always watching the annuals the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, and we're have the pleasure to be joined by Rich Shea, who's with Shea Communications. They're the group that really is responsible for taking this to the next level. Rich, welcome into Palmetto Mornings.
Hey, I'm psyched to be on. How's it going?
Going very well. Now, you're calling us from New York, and you are in preparation for tomorrow's hot dog eating contest that it'll be at noon on ESPN2, correct?
Yeah, noon Eastern on ESPN2. It starts to stream, actually, on ESPN3 at 10:50 a.m., but the live hour is at noon, and, yeah, it's always a busy time of year. My office is full of props and all kinds of other stuff and people, so it's an early morning. We're getting going.
Now, take us back. You guys got involved in this when I was reading the website from, the early 90s, late 80s, when you guys got involved?
So, yeah, so we formed the league in the late 90s. My brother George, who'll be on the boater on the 4th, started doing this in the early 90s. We formed the league in 98. We started broadcasting it on ESPN in 2004. So it's been sort of just getting bigger and bigger ever since then. But the 4th of July hot dog contest at Nathan's Famous on the corner of Surf and Stillwell in Coney Island has been going on since 1916. So this is the 102nd competition.
Man. Now, when does the work begin for this? I mean, we always enjoy watching it on TV and see the different contestants and how they come out and all the regalia, and they get carried in on shoulders and they have the mustard belt. And it's just a lot of fun watching that. But I know this has got to be a year-round planning process.
Yeah, in fact, so Nathan's told us that our first qualifier, we go around the country and beyond qualifying competitors, and our first one is in August. So it's become kind of year-round. Major League Eating, though, our schedule is primarily spring through fall.
I mean, is it fair to say, I mean, for those of us who don't follow it as closely as you do, is it fair to say that Joey Chestnut is the best ever?
Without a doubt. He's won 10 mustard yellow belts. I would say that the guy that amazed a lot of people early on was Kobayashi, who was dominant a decade or so ago, and then Joey beat him 3 times in a row. Kobayashi disappeared, and Joey's never looked back. He lost one to Matt Stoney 2 years ago in 2015, but Joey, he's won 10. It's unprecedented. He's going for number 11. He will be pushed this week. We'll see maybe 6 guys north of 50 and a couple north of 60. So if Joey has a little hiccup, he could fall to Carmen Sincotti or Jeff Esper.
Rich Shea is part of the PR firm behind Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest that will air on ESPN2 tomorrow, July 4th, around noon. Rich, are you amazed every year when you're seeing this live in person of how many hot dogs Joey can just down and just how effortlessly he makes it look?
Yeah, I mean it's golden age of competitive eating. So if you look at other sports, it's hard to find someone who did 11. Bill Russell for basketball 50 years ago. It's not a very common thing. So Tom Brady, the GOAT, right? He's only got 5 rings.
That is true.
LeBron's only got a few. So it's just interesting to see a guy dominate like this because it's not common. And it is certainly a joy to watch. And then being out there in Coney Island, if you've never done it, you got to come up. It's the crowd is just, it's unbelievable. It's a different level of energy out there.
Now, one of my favorite things, and your brother is the PA announcer, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That, to me, is the highlight of the entire event, is watching just how he goes on and on and talks about the people participating, the different contestants. And I was reading online, it said that, you know, his background is not in performance. This is something he just kind of took and ran with.
Yeah, so George loves to create funny copy, and so when that happens, that's when you know the contest is about to be underway, and it certainly grabs everyone's attention. It's hilarious. And it's interesting, and that's what we do on the road. So Major League Eating, when we do contests, whether it's at Acme Oyster House in New Orleans, like we do a lot of one-off contests for smaller restaurants and smaller chains and things, and that's the show. So the show is, you might do a 90-minute competition at a festival, and the eating actually is only 8 or 10 minutes. So we kind of try to practice in I guess ballyhoo or hyperbole would be the word.
Rich, if someone is interested in getting into an eating competition, what advice would you give them based on your experience?
Well, I would say come to one of ours because we are going to have the proper safety controls in place. So just visit MajorLeagueEating.com, follow Eating Contest on Twitter, and you'll know when things are coming into your neighborhood, and you can give it a shot. So some people, you know, it's funny. Throughout the year, we always have, you know, newcomers, and some people think they got it, and they get up to the stage, and they can't handle it. And others seem to have, like, a little inherent ability, and then they stay on the circuit, and you see their numbers increase over time. But I would say don't do it in your backyard. It's a professional sport, but we have close to 70 events every year, so we're all around the country. At some point, we'll be within arm's reach of you guys.
Well, Rich, I will tell you, Lucas McFadden, who you hear talking here, he's sort of a local legend when it comes to competitive eating. He's won, I think, a couple Krispy Kreme eating contests, yep. Cannoli eating contests. Yep. So next time you guys come this way, I think we'll need to put him in there. And he's only about 125 pounds, maybe about 5'7". So he kind of fits the mold of the competitive eaters.
Exactly.
I'll give up my day job and tour the country. How about that? Hey, you did mention safety. Talk about that for a second. What is the safety precautions you all have, either tell the competitors or that we don't see on television?
Well, yeah, you don't see it, but so we'll have like four different paramedic crews there. You know, we've never needed to use them, you know, but we always have them on hand. So we won't even go, like, if we were to come into your studio and do, you know, a 60-second donut eating display, we'd bring EMTs. You know, it's just, wow, we want to be prepared. We've never actually had to use it, but, you know, if you pull up to a high school football game, you're going to see that van, you know, and mm-hmm. so we believe in that. The competition, while this is a whole other level, obviously, when you're getting north of 50 hot dogs. But, you know, it's a 10-minute contest. It's not an hour long. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of water, and if someone were to suffer urges contrary to swallowing, we would disqualify them. So there's certain things that we do, but you know, we just want to maintain safety.
And Rich, final question for you. I know you got a busy day today, but what's it like afterwards? We see on TV when they award the belt and all the hoopla, but then the sign-off happens, and these competitors, they have a time where I guess they cannot regurgitate or they're disqualified, correct?
Yeah, I mean, they don't, though. It's just like, you know, you'll see Joey after eating, what did he eat last year, 72? He stands on that stage. It's hot. It's going to be super hot this year, but it's always, you know, well north of 80. It'll be north of 90 probably tomorrow. He stands on that stage and does 45 minutes of interviews, and they start, you know, the crews start breaking down the stage because the city wants to get the stage out of that corner because Coney Island is so busy on the 4th. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, just tens of thousands of people or hundreds of thousands ultimately there to watch fireworks and stuff. So they all do a bunch. Well, the top guys and gals will do a bunch of interviews. And then sort of the balance of the gang. One thing about Major League Eating is it's a real sort of fraternity or community sort of thing. So the guys and gals who compete are all friends, and there's a bar out on the boardwalk called Ruby's, and everyone kind of goes there. It's sort of the unofficial post-party.
All right. Well, Rich, we appreciate you spending some time here with us. Looking forward to watching tomorrow as we see Joey Chestnut going for the mustard yellow belt again this year.
Awesome. I'm psyched. And, yeah, tune in. ESPN 2 at noon.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Rich.
Awesome.
All right, guys.